Later on in chapter 7c, the text pushes this point for even further, and in a way it makes things a bit clearer, in a way. All dharmas, all things, are the Buddha's own and special dharmas, special qualities. And why? All dharmas, all things, have, as no dharmas been taught by the Tathagata. Therefore, all dharmas, all things, are the Buddha's own and special dharmas, the Buddha's own and special qualities. This is extraordinary. This is incredible. If all things whatsoever have no nature, if they're void, if they're empty of any fixed and definite nature, that must refer equally to ourselves, to everybody else, to everything around us, to the Buddhas, to the qualities of the Buddhas themselves. Therefore, all things are the Buddha's special qualities. All things whatsoever are the Buddha's special qualities. So it's clear here that insight into emptiness, clear again, that insight into emptiness of all things isn't a vacuum. It isn't going blank, getting stoned, literally and metaphorically. It's the realization of the supreme value, the supreme quality of all things and all beings whatsoever. Every moment, every mood, every experience is the Buddha's own special qualities. We need to look for that in everything whatsoever. And again, if we really could glimpse that, what would be the effect? What would be the effect? The effect would be a profound appreciation of all experience, of all things, inner and outer, of self and other. And that would result in loving kindness, tenderness, care, reverence even for all that is. You can see from passages like this why greater merit is produced through teaching the Dharma. If you can introduce others to this vision, well, what an effect would it have? So again, the sutra takes us to exalted, sublime, profound places.